The Senate Ag Committee unanimously voted to approve the nominations of Krista Hardin to be Deputy Agriculture Secretary and Robert Bonney to be Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment. During that hearing, before the vote was taken, Georgia Senator Saxby Chambliss had this question for Krista Hardin concerning the Farm Bill.
I simply would like a commitment from you that you're going to work as hard as you can to make sure that once this bill does get signed into law, that the Department of Agriculture is going to implement the new Farm Bill as quickly as possible to give our producers some certainty and some definitive answers to the many issues that they're going to have in that Farm Bill.
Senator Chambliss, we're ready. Y'all send us a Farm Bill. We'll get it done in a timely and orderly manner, and I hope to be leading that effort if I'm confirmed by the Senate.
And Chambliss had this question for Robert Bonney.
Mr. Bonney, as you know, Palmer amaranth, which is commonly known as pigweed, has developed a resistance into glyphosate, which is a widely used herbicide. NRCS has a pilot program that was developed through EQIP that helps our cotton farmers control this resistant pigweed. And I'd like to note that the control measures were developed by Stanley Culpepper, as you know, at the Tifton campus of the University of Georgia. Can you give me an update on that program? And there have got to be other issues out there, too, relative to resistance to our herbicides. What's NRCS got on the table relative to how we're going to combat these resistant weeds?
This is a challenge across the country. And in the case of the work in South Georgia, I believe NRCS has put about $1 million into this program over fiscal year 10 through 12. And it's seeing some real results. And I think we're seeing some benefits in that pilot project and hope that we can take the lessons from that and use a program like EQIP or other Farm Bill programs to spread the gospel, as it were, both through technical assistance and financial assistance. And I would think, you know, more broadly, this is a perfect example of where NRCS programs can both work on critical natural resource conservation challenges and improve the productive capacity of our farmers and ranchers to produce food and fiber. And so this is an area that I think is it's a growing problem, and we're going to need to tackle it more aggressively as we move forward.
15 committee members were present for the unanimous vote to approve the nominations of Krista Hardin as Deputy Agriculture Secretary and Robert Bonney as Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.